Hannah Campbell dictating on Daniel Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, date of birth is November 19th, 1946. I saw Mr. Walker today for initial consultation regarding his diabetes management. He is a 66-year-old male with type 2 diabetes diagnosed in 1997. He also has severe diabetic neuropathy, hepatitis diagnosed in 1969, osteoarthritis, cardiac myopathy, cardiac arrhythmia, hypertension. He has status post triple bypass and mitral valve repair, currently on chronic anticoagulation therapy. For his diabetes, he is on Novalin 7030, 60 units before breakfast, metformin 500 milligrams twice daily, glipizide 5 milligrams daily, and Novolog sliding scale. When his blood glucose is greater than 150, he takes 2 units for every 50 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 150. At bedtime, he takes the scale 3 units for every 50 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 200. He checks his blood sugar 4 times per day. Lately, his fasting blood sugars have been averaging greater than 150. His before lunch, dinner, and bedtime average is usually between 120 and 150. We do not have a current hemoglobin A1C on this patient. The patient states that he has hypoglycemia, usually occurring about 1 time per week. When his blood glucose drops, he feels dizzy and diaphoretic. He denies any polyuria, polydipsia, or polyphagia. He endorses occasional blurry vision. He has not had any significant changes in his weight regarding his diet. He attempts to maintain a diabetic diet, but will occasionally go off of this. But for the most part, he maintains a diabetic diet. Regarding exercise, he exercises twice weekly, lifting weights and doing sit-ups. His last eye appointment was over 1 year ago. The patient was adopted, therefore his diabetic family history is unknown. Regarding diabetes education, he has had some informal diabetes education training. The patient quit smoking in 1985. Plan number one for his diabetes, I will adjust his Novalin 7030 to 40 units before breakfast and 20 units before supper. I will increase his metformin to 1,000 milligrams twice daily and continue glipizide 5 milligrams daily. I will adjust his scale to Novolog scale, 2 units for every 50 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 150. I will order a current hemoglobin A1C and a comprehensive metabolic panel. Number two, regarding his diabetic peripheral neuropathy, the patient was previously on gabapentin 300 milligrams 3 times per day. However, he was unable to tolerate this medication. We will consider discussing starting the patient on Lyrica during his follow-up visit. Number three, for his hypertension, he is to continue current therapy with glipizide 10 milligrams daily and maintain his blood pressure less than 130 over 80. Number four, for his hyperlipidemia, continue simvastatin 40 milligrams each evening and check a lipid panel prior to his return. Thank you for, number five, for his thyroid goiter, I have ordered a follow-up thyroid, I have ordered a thyroid ultrasound to assess the status of his goiter, and I will check a current thyroid function panel to assess his thyroid function. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.